Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aham Paratita. One second. Losing my place here. Just one second, I have to be somewhere here. Okay. Aham paratita bhave bhavan mune tasyastu kasyaschana vedavarinam nirupita bhalika eva yoginam shushrushane tavrishi nirvivikshitam. O Muni, in the last millennium, I was born as the son of a certain maidservant engaged in the service of Brahmanas who are following the principle of Vedanta. When they were living together during the 4 months of the rainy season, I was engaged in their personal service. Purport, the wonder of an atmosphere surcharged with devotional service to the Lord is briefly described herein by Sri Narada Muni. He was the son of the most insignificant parentage. He was not properly educated. Still, because his complete energy was engaged in the service of the Lord, he became an immortal sage, such as the powerful action of devotional service. Living entities are the marginal energy of the Lord, and therefore they are meant for being properly utilized in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. When this is not done, one's situation is called Maya. Therefore, the illusion of Maya is at once dissipated as soon as one's full energy is converted in the service of the Lord instead of sense enjoyment. In the personal example of Sri Narada Muni in his previous birth, it is clear that the service of the Lord begins with the service of the Lord's bona fide servants. The Lord says that the service of his servants is greater than his personal service. Service of the devotee is more valuable than the service of the Lord. One should therefore choose a bona fide servant of the Lord, constantly engaged. One should therefore choose a bona fide servant of the Lord, constantly engaged in his service, except such a servant as a spiritual master, and engage himself in his spiritual master's service. Such a spiritual master is the transparent medium by which to visualize the Lord, who is beyond the conception of the material senses. By service of the bona fide spiritual master, the Lord consents to reveal himself in proportion to the service rendered. Utilization of the human energy in the service of the Lord is the progressive path of salvation. The whole cosmic creation becomes at once identical with the Lord as soon as service and relationship with the Lord is rendered under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. The expert spiritual master knows the art of utilizing everything to glorify the Lord, and therefore under his guidance the whole world can be turned into the spiritual abode by the divine grace of the Lord's servant. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Daksura Mulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. Panchakalpa Tarubhyastha Kripasindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Greetings from the Bhakti Center in New York. I have my room here, and it looks like I'll be spending quite a bit more time here now because there's just so much to do. On Thursday, the restaurant opened up in the gift shop, and the program was really quite wonderful, the program. really nice. And in one sense, it's so beautiful now with the wonderful gift shop, a beautiful restaurant, and everything's so well managed, practically all by the second generation. But really, so managed. And I'm pretty particular myself. I mean, I have a sense of these things, but when people have a sense of them, you don't worry about it. It's just so wonderful. And, it's definitely not just Indians, a small percentage are Indians, and all types of people from New York. But 300 people came to the festival. That's a Thursday night, despite the function in Radha Govinda was on Tuesday night with Radhanath Swami, and we had our own function on Thursday. And it's really beautiful, the place now. And what I felt is, for so many years, I've been really trying to share Prabhupada's movement in America, in New York. And finally, there's a place that meets the ideals of the kind of people that I'm trying to, introduce to Krishna consciousness. Anyone can walk into the Bhakti Center and basically be impressed. Just the youthful energy and all the beautiful, competent people that are involved. So that was really something to see and experience. And I'll just repeat, on the Sunday program, the Shridev's program, I was asked to... Radhanath Swami gave the class, and I was asked to set the intention for the festival. We have a little ritual always of everybody gets to offer something to the deity. So the festival was the festival of removing the obstacles to devotion. Because Lord Nisringa is Bhakti Vigya Vinash Nisringa Dev. So, anyway, basically what I said is that we're going to do, as we do every year, we do a little ritual. Okay. One second. How do you go? Okay. We do a little ritual. And I explained what ritual is, and I use this definition always. Ritual is to conform yourself to something higher than yourself. It gets a bad name because people forget the intention. And therefore, you put the body in a place where the mind has to follow. That's what obeisance is. You're down like that. It's in a position of inferiority, and the mind follows in that way. You fold your hands and clasp before your chest. body's in a position of service, and the mind goes that way. So I explained that the ritual that we were doing, bhakti bigya, bigya means the obstacles that us destroy. Nishringadev bhakti destroys the obstacle to devotion. I explained that God has a form of mercy. Prabhupada said in the purport, it's very beautiful. He has an individual form of mercy to each individual living entity. But Lord Nisringadev is the form of mercy for all living entities to remove the obstacles to their devotion. I explained that an obstacle to our spiritual life is being like on a ladder. It's like a path, ladder, and we're in different steps. And the distance between one step and another is called an obstacle. What's preventing you from getting to the next step? It's an obstacle. So I ask people to meditate on that obstacle and point it. What is that obstacle? And I said, in your consciousness, it's insurmountable. And generally in spiritual paths, achieving anything by our endeavor alone is insurmountable if every path has worship. If no path is independent of bhakti, even though bhakti is independent of all other paths. Even in the path of yoga, they worship God in mantra because they want grace. Without grace, you can't. So grace comes from the expression of the need for grace. That's called prayer. So I ask people to hold their flower, and it represents their prayer. It represents the obstacle and the removal of the prayer. The removal of the obstacle by prayer. So it was really nice we did that in that way. And now we're continuing the story of Narada Muni. I may only be able to speak for half hour today because there's a function downstairs. But and we saw, you know, what basically has happened here so far. What's going to be happening is in terms of Narada's instructions. He pointed out Vyasadeva's deficiency that by, although sincerely presenting karma and jnana as activities that can help one overcome ego, there's defects in them and that you can become carried away with those particular paths, can become a karmi or a jnani rather than a bhakta, and those things bringing you to that point. And those paths are very difficult to follow material. There's so many material qualifications. So trying to present things in the Kali Yuga considering the audience, Narada is chastised him that he thinks that what he's done was worthless because people would never get to the goal. They'd either become distracted or not have the ability to attain it. And that the better, more recommended thing to help people overcome ego for them to become attracted to God, to Krishna, who is the center. If you become attracted to the center, then you'll serve the center instead of wanting to be the center, and all your problems will be solved. So, he's recommended to hear about Krishna. And now Narada Muni is going to illustrate, the point. by his own example how this path of bhakti works. Well, although the path, it's going to be mentioned later in the Bhagavatam, it was actually mentioned before. Well, the path is to constantly chant and hear. If you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, you have to constantly chant and hear. That's the method to purify the consciousness. But really, to purify yourself to that point, you have to become attracted to that, and you have to really kind of put yourself in a position to do that, which means humility. It's the position where the hearing about the glories of God and the glories of service makes sense. It's the position where you have enough realization to appreciate it. And it's actually the goal of hearing itself is to put yourself in that position. So Narada Bhispikis describes the process. He engaged in service. Shushru Shane, Yogi Nam, of those great devotees. Vedavadinam, who were followers of Vedanta. And therefore, he became attracted to devotional service because there's nothing more attractive than love, and love personified is the devotee who is engaged in service. We become attracted to that. If there's a hint of some type of sukriti, some type of normal values, that love and service is higher than selfishness and desire to be served. If you have any inkling of that, when you see the devotee who is being moved by prema, being moved by love, you will say, yes, that is what I want. Therefore, earlier on, when Sutta is instructing the sages of Namisharanya and telling them how the process of bhakti works, and describes how by just telling him that it's the parodharma, and he explains why it's the parodharma, it's the highest thing to do, and how all the sages in the past and become elevated by bhakti. And bhakti means, therefore, love means chanting, hearing, remembering, and worshiping the beloved Sri Krishna. Sutta realizes that not everyone is on this level. But if you want to get to that level, then what do? How does it start? So he explains, Shushru Shro Shradhana Sya Vasudeva Katarachi Tat Mahatsevana Vipa Punya. That Mahatseva, service to the great soul, Shushru Shro Shradhana Sya Vasudeva Katarachi Tat Mahatseva, that by that service you get that affinity for hearing. When you see love embodied in the devotee, And when you see the devotee, you automatically see the object of the devotee's love, which is Krishna. When you see that, when you see through the eyes of the devotee, the object of love, Krishna, and the action of love, the devotee, it enters into your frame of reference. Yes, I want love. This is love. This is perfect love. And prabhupada said we advance by appreciation. That's called shraddha. We begin to appreciate that. Most people appreciate someone who is saintly. Dira dira jana priyo priyakaro nirmatsaro pujito. The six Goswamis were dear both to the gentle and the ruffians. Everyone appreciates that. Prabhupada said, father may be a drunk, but he doesn't want his son to become a drunk. People may be materialistic in one sense. Of course, they do want their children to be materialistic. But if somehow or other people see the soul who has contacted the spirit of love in his heart, which is part of his heart, and therefore always possessed by one who wants it, when someone sees that, who has some kind of sukriti, or no sukriti, when someone sees that and gets the fortune of that association, love a matcha sada 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 city, or love a matcha sada 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 city, a love a matcha for a fraction, it's so attractive. It's like in Jiva Dharma, there was a Mayavadi sannyasi in Varanasi. He's at a very, very high level, but still it's dry because without love, heart is dry. Love is the fruition of consciousness. So there will always be a lacking until your heart is filled with love. But even though he was so advanced and practically experiencing some type of pleasure on the level of prakriti, which is an advanced meditation of the yogis, that they're just seeing everything as these material elements. Their mind becomes focused, they become free from ego. There's still not full satisfaction. And therefore, when this Brahmin from Varanasi was just meditating, then a Gaudiya Vaishnav came by. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Nitai Gauranga Gaurahari, Nitai Gauranga Gaurahari, Gaura Gaura. He saw that Bhakti, he became so attractive. We develop faith, and faith is a trust in sublimity. Real sublimity is love and service. So in your journey, if you meet a person of love and service and can see that embodied in their life, how fortunate. And certainly, we want to serve those that attract us. So this is how it all begins. With this service. And it explains here very elaborately, purport, what is Maya? Maya is illusion. And what is the illusion? The illusion is you see seeing separate from God. What is the cause of the illusion? The cause of the illusion is our desire to be independent from God, and therefore our desire not to see God, who is the substance and basis of everything. So how can you be blinded to God when he's pervading everything? The answer is by your desires. Our desires so much affect our perception. Ichidveshis mutena dvanga mohena bharata. We're born into this world under the dualities of desire and hate. And therefore, when we have that strong desire not to be the servant of God, not to be a devotee, even if we wear the dress of devotee, when we develop that strong desire to not be a devotee, then God fulfills our desire by putting us in the illusion that we're not a devotee. And therefore, in that mood, we see God's energy as for us individually, disconnected from the understanding of the service of God. And therefore, the root cause of material nature is our desire not to be a devotee. And the root cause of being liberated from material existence is the desire to become a devotee. And here, specifically, what a devotee means is one who's available for service in God's will, which is represented in the desires of pure devotees and the needs of the conditioned souls. So hear how it all started. Some service to great souls. Get their glance of blessing. Te ma yupe ta ki la chapale buke Tante trita kri danya ke nuvartini Chakru kripanya japitu yadarshana Shishu shamane muneyo. Although they were impartial by nature, the followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, even though I was only a boy. In addition, I was not naughty and did not speak more than required. Although they were impartial, they favored me. And that's not a... that's not a contradiction. Partiality means to see the world in terms of our own desires and therefore like those that fulfill our desires and hate those that don't. So therefore, material consciousness means nene dvaishasthanapya. It means not nene, but it means nene dvaishasthanapya. It means seeing in the dualities of the desire and hate. But and one, therefore, let me revamp that sentence there. not see and desire. But when one is pure, he's impartial. He doesn't see the world in terms of desire and hate, in terms of his own desires. But that doesn't mean the person's impersonal. If someone depends on them or gives them love, then they'll reciprocate. Reciprocation in love is not partiality. It's natural. It's part of the opulence of persons that they reciprocate in relationships. It's not duality. I like this person. I don't love them. I love everyone. But this person who's dependent and takes shelter, I love more. That's the nature of the heart. A father who takes care of all equally, including his children, will create children that are quite neurotic. Especially the children, if they're dependent and they're surrendered and they're so the father should naturally reciprocate. Because it's the heart. A good heart opens itself up to love and exchanges. That's not partiality. So they were impartial. Still they blessed him. And it's still mercy. Even though Narada attracted the mercy by his legitimate humility, his legitimate expression, I'm dependent on something greater than myself. I'm dependent on God. Still, to get God is mercy, but you can never earn God. And if you earn something by your practice, mark my words, it's not God. Rather, our practice being an expression, an intreaty, a repeated intreaty, to put ourselves under the shelter, the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Karanga. And here he says that Narada was very disciplined. He was very, very controlled. And that's also very laudable to attract mercy, that you're a candidate to make that sacrifice to access the mercy of spiritual knowledge. I remember I told this story often that I was in Vrindavan and I was teaching this Narada Muni story. I was teaching this Narada Muni story and I was seeing how disciplined and how self-controlled. Can you just check if what happened to my, that my charter is here? Yeah,
Breakfast 9:45?
What? Breakfast 9:45 or not? Just 1 second. Excuse me on the Sangha, I gotta check something here. I'm missing one piece, which is maybe I left it in Anantha's room, the other charter. Yeah, I really need that too. And so when I moved over here, it's no longer here. Yeah, definitely 9:45 for sure. So I remember I was really excited by my nature, such a strict monk or whatever it is, and about the discipline and the self-control. And I met this monk. Not this monk. I met, he was actually just a young man. But he was, what?
I gave this to
him. What?
Charlotte.
You sure? Where was it?
In
the other room.
Yeah. Well, I'll be
able to see. Okay. Good, thanks.
Was it breakfast now or 45 minutes later?
You give it exactly 10 to 10. So I was so impressed, with his discipline. So I met this person. He was a top scholar of Bhagavatam under 40, and I knew him well. I met him on the street in Vrindavan, and I started to say, wow, I was just reading. I'm giving all my realizations about Narada Muni, and he said that that is not why he got the mercy of the Bhaktivedantas. And then he quoted a verse that comes up, which mentions that they were Dina Vatsala. They're kind to the poor. So it was not just physical poverty, but his situation allowed him to realize his dependence on God, which is the platform of humility. And therefore, because he had that mood of dependence, which was inspired by the fact that he didn't even have a father, which is so unheard of today. What was that like? Who knows what happened? He didn't even have a father. Son of a maidservant. But that expression of need attracted the mercy of the Bhaktivedantas, of course. Because elevated people are merciful, and mercy will flow to the object of mercy. And the being receptacle to that means to want it, to be humble. You still need mercy if you're proud, but you won't get the mercy. You won't be able to realize the mercy. Narada Muni was, and this is the essence of our spiritual practices. The essence of our spiritual practices is not just the amount that we do, but the expression of humility that our practices announce. Our practices are simply for the fact of announcing our dependence on God and attracting His mercy. So that's the essence of our spiritual practices. Of course, when you are dependent and you constantly call out to God. Yeah, I'm going to stop here because I have to do a, you know, this thing's going on here. But would anybody like to say hello or ask one question?
Krishna, Gail.
Gail, hi Krishna.
Hi Krishna. I'm sorry, I wish I had an expansion today, because I really need, I'm on my way to see Madan in Long Island, you know, he's doing a 3-hour yoga teacher training there, and I have to hear him, I can't miss that.
Who are you going
so
with?
I'm crossing the, huh?
Who are you going with?
Myself.
Oh. Yourself. I think Stephen is also going, I think.
Kasturba?
Okay. No, Stephen.
Okay.
Yeah, Stephen. Is that in Rockville Center?
Yes.
Yeah, I know those people.
I'm okay. On the very channel as we speak.
Okay. Okay, Gail. Well, nice.
Anyway, I'll see you at CMJ today.
What's that?
Later.
You'll see who? Not me. I'm not going to Jersey.
No?
Oh,
no. Okay. Well, yeah, okay.
Vertsky Shore will be there.
Yeah,
and
that yeah,
is,
yeah, that's
I'm so Vertsky Shore spending the weekend at the
I'm sorry, the line, the connection is bad. Yeah, but anyway, that's why I was going to see MJ to see Bertie, sure. Yeah.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Telling other people that Bertie Shore, first time he's really been back here. Back here preaching in a long time, but it was really nice. You had a wonderful program at Gopi Shores. It was really so sweet. I did kirtan and spoke, and then Bhaji Shore did a little kirtan and speaking, and Gopi Shore and company, they really make a beautiful feast. Such nice people came. It was really wonderful. And then this 6-hour kirtan, I was up to 11 o'clock just doing the kirtan. It was just so sweet. And, okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, obeisances, it's Hanan and Purit.
Oh, Hanan. Yes, I've been so busy. And now I remember I have your email. I should answer it today or tomorrow.
I'm really eager
to talk to both of you. No, well, I like to be responsible when people write letters and things. It's just been real hectic with all these festivals here. It's back to the
yeah,
end. On Thursday, we had a big function here. Friday, I gave lecture in Yoga Maya. Yesterday was all day, so we'll get back. Do you have any question?
I do, actually. I was thinking, I love the example of the ladder and how the obstacle is the space between those steps in the ladder. And I was wondering about the place of gratitude in helping us to reach from one stage to the other. You spoke about humility, and I was wondering about gratitude. Is that something that also helps us?
Well, you know, gratitude, you know, they're all kind of similar in one sense. To be grateful. I always describe that, you know, gratitude comes when you value what you're getting and understand how qualified you are to pay for it. The greater you appreciate things and the less you can, less you deserve it, the more you feel mercy. Gratitude is the feeling of mercy, feeling of something, the feeling of something given out of love, given out beyond your ability to pay for it. And I think the opposite of what of gratitude is feeling entitled. So gratitude is an expression of it's one of the expressions of humility. Okay, we'll talk more. I have to kind of go pretty soon. But thank you. I'll write you soon. Anybody else like to say hello? Thank you so much. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. This is Govardhan Bhaktadas.
Govardhan, it was so nice to see you and so much appreciate your generosity with French Kishore, encouraging him. That was so nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, for today I just have to go. Also because I see that because I'm not getting much sleep. I get about 11, I'm still getting up very early. I shouldn't forget that I need a good rest to give this class, but thank you for all staying. Thank you so much.